Yeah, and also please on for Shiva Bas Devoa Leo and Wifka Bat Shoshana. So I'm going to first leave the Vort Lacham poem, because obviously poems before Shabbos is, you know. So how Moshe Shaw from Lakewood said, he said to Haman, you know, Achashverosh told Haman, you know, to ride Mordechai in a horse, give him big day, you know, the clothes of, you know, royalty, and Haman will lead the horse or the donkey, whatever, you know. But he said Haman came in while Mordechai, I think, was davening. And so how Moshe Shaw said, why didn't Haman, you know, tap Mordechai, I'm here. He just stood there. Haman just stood there until Mordechai finished, I guess, the Shemona Esrei, or was davening. Because Haman knew that if Mordechai sees me doing davening, I'm going to stir his davening. He's going to get nervous. He's not going to be totally besimcha, and therefore his tefillah is not going to be totally accepted, you know, not going to go straight to Shemayim. You know, they say when a year davens besimcha, it goes tremendously high. So Haman said, you know, let me just stand there and get Mordechai nervous during davening, and that'll hopefully ruin his davening. Then how Moshe Shaw from Lakewood said this. Before I go into how Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago said, he said, Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Vayihi is a language of anguish. So what's the anguish that Achashverosh ruled over 127 nations? It didn't say, you know, obviously, it didn't say anything Achashverosh did in the beginning of the Megillah to harm the Jewish people, to harm Bnei Yisrael. So what's the anguish? Vayihi is language of anguish. So what's the anguish here? You know, the Achashverosh ruled over 127 nations. Zakahawa Yirmiyah Newman. Well, he said, you know, usually when the anti-Semitism growing in one country, we have communities in other countries that are not getting affected, and we can escape there, or we can keep Klai Yisrael alive. Like, example, during the Holocaust, Rahman al-Sam, we know we lost over 6 million of our brothers and sisters, holy brothers and holy sisters, Kaddish Kadoshim. But we had Jews in America, Jews in Israel, Jews in England, you know, Jews in other places. So we knew Bnei Yisrael was not going to be wiped out. And also the Jews there, you know, like Rav Aaron Cutler and other people, Mike Tress and other people, were helping to Jews in Eretz Yisrael, to help the Jews get to Eretz Yisrael, or to America from Germany or from Poland or Russia, whatever, you know, the country, the Lithuania. But we knew even the Nazis killed out the Jews in those countries, there would always be Jewish people in the world because we had other Jewish communities that were not affected. Like I told you, Eretz Yisrael, America, or England. But here, by Yirmiyah Newman said, Achashverosh ruled over the whole world. There was no place for a year to escape. There's no way for a Jew to escape. That's the anguish that we thought this might affect Klai Yisrael. You know, could hurt Klai Yisrael a lot. You know, if a decree goes against Klai Yisrael, which unfortunately we know Haman of Russia did. Then how Moshe Shaw from Lakewood said that Haman, you know, was the one leading Mordechai on the horse, you know, or the donkey on the horse, you know, and Mordechai wore royal clothes. So what did Haman wear? So Moshe Shaw said, Haman thought to himself, listen, if I'm going to wear my regular clothes, it's going to be such a disgrace to me. I'm going to get dressed up as a Jew. I'll get dressed up like Mordechai, and people won't know who I am. So he put on a black hat, or he put on a shtreimel, he wore a bekesher, he wore tzitzis. But his daughter, meanwhile, was throwing garbage out the window. And when she saw that a Jew was leading the horse with Mordechai on it, she thought, oh, Mordechai must be my father, because he only showed royal clothing. And he saw the Jew leading the horse. Goes, that must be Mordechai. So she threw clothes on top of Mordechai. And what she thought was Mordechai was really Haman. And now Moshe Shaw said, but you see, Shoshana Yaakov, he said the Jews were happy when they saw the techelus of Mordechai. Despite Mordechai wearing the royal clothing, his techelus on its tzitzis was showing, and that's what made the Jews happy. When he saw the techelus of Mordechai, he realized that Mordechai was riding atop the horse, not Haman. Then, based Avraham, he's one of the Slon of Rebbe, he says, Mordechai will never bow down, or never, lo yichrev, lo yishtachve. He was never going to bow down to Haman. Zakra based Avraham, what the Megillah is saying is that Mordechai is not bowing down now to Haman, and he's never going to do it. Lo yichrev, lo yishtachve, it's in the future. Mordechai is never going to bow down to Haman. Then Hornsteipler, I forgot how to pronounce the last name, it's not Hornsteipler, but he lived before the Holocaust. He said, you cannot read the Megillah, how Baruch Newman from Young Israel Spring Valley told me this, called this Tzaddik, But he said you cannot read the Megillah. If you read the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotze. So what's Pshat? So Zuck Hava Baruch Newman. When you open the Megillah, you see the story of Vashti. Then you see Achashverosh throwing a party. Then you hear Haman coming to power. But you think, okay, this is all okay. Then suddenly you see Achashverosh waking up in the middle of the night about Mordechai, giving Mordechai rewards, and then saying, wow, there, now we see Yad Hashem. Zuck this Rav, Baruch Newman quoted this Rav, I not pronounce his last name, but I forgot how to pronounce his last name, but he said the Pshat is that we don't read the Megillah, Lemafeya. We don't look only for Yad Hashem when it's open, like, you know, with Haman hanging, with Haman leading Mordechai in a horse, you know, with the Jews dancing and singing, with the Jews Kimu v'Kiblu. We got to look even when it doesn't seem like Hashem's there, because we got to accept it's all from Hashem. Even with this beginning of the Megillah, with Vashti, with Achashverosh throwing his party, with even Haman coming to power, we have to realize we don't read Lemafeya. We read it even in the beginning, realizing that Hashem's even in those stories. We have to realize that we don't look for Hashem, you know, after the whole fact. You look even in the beginning of Megillah, you realize it's all from Hashem, even if you don't see it. The Walag said, Megillah is read at night and during the day. It's the only kriya, the only reading we do at night and during the day. So Walag said, we know by on Shabbos, we say, Tov l'ados l'Hashem l'zam l'shim chayon l'gibah boker chastecho v'munascha b'lilot. So nighttime represents challenges. You know, when someone or some community is going through challenges, darkness. Daytime is when things are going well. Zok the Walag, what's the Megillah? Megillah is that Hashem's with us all times, right? So what Zok the Walag, what Hashem's telling us, when you read the Megillah at night, that represents your challenging times. Even during challenges, I'm there, and even during the daytime, even things going well, I'm there. Meaning Hashem saying, I'm controlling everything, your challenges and your good times of your life. Besides what I'm controlling, I am with you. Don't think you're alone during your challenges and during your good times. It's all from Hashem. Then how Moshe Shore from Lakewood said this, he said that why did, you figure, Haman could discar his, could make, could scratch it, could put scars on his face, I don't know, change his face, run away, live in a hut. You know, he didn't have to escort Mordechai on top of a horse, you know, or a donkey, I forgot, it was a horse or donkey. He could have ran away. Zakhar Moshe Shor from Lakewood, calling one of the bells of Rebbe's, Haman said, listen, I'm ready to get myself disgraced for a couple of hours. You know, I'm walking Mordechai through, you know, on this in his royal clothing. Because after all this, Haman said, I'll be able to hang Mordechai. I'll be able to kill Haman. Haman said, I'll be able to kill Mordechai. And then I'll get the last laugh. I'll be singing and dancing, not him. And that's Haman said, let me get disgraced myself for a couple of hours, leaving Mordechai, you know, with his royal clothing. But then I'm going to do the laughing and clapping. I'm going to leave you vorts for Purim. I know the halachas are just this on Purim, but before I give you Parshat Tzavik, because it applies to Purim. Again, you ask a local Orthodox rabbi, these halachas just discussed at the Purim table this year, obviously. Tzitz Eliezer said, yes, you have to give two items for Shalach Manus, but water and seltzer do not count. Water and seltzer do not count. Well, Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zassar writes, you can give two items with the same bracha, and that is good for Shalach Manus. Meaning, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, dark chicken and white chicken are two different items, and they can both count as Shalach Manus. They can be the same thing. Ravai Marcus from Eretz Yisrael said, Tanis Esther, you can get a haircut, you can cut your nails, you could listen to music. Yeah, ideally, Ravai Marcus, I'm sure, agrees, you have to do tshuva today, you have to repent. But Tanis Esther is not like the other fast days, which for memory of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. This one, you know, on Tanis Esther, you can listen to music. You can cut your nails, get a haircut, shave. Not a problem. I'm now going to leave words for Parsha Tetzaveh. So it says on the tzitz of the coming, on the coming, it said, Patuach Chosem Kodesh LaShem. So Vilna Gaon said, Patuach Chosem Avteach Ki. And Vilna Gaon says, in Gemara Tanis, it says Hashem holds three keys. One for a woman giving birth, or giving birth. One is for Geshem, and one is Techias HaMesim. Zok de Vilna Gaon, Pesuach, we say Mavteach, Chosim. What's Chosim? Chaya, a midwife, giving birth again. Tav, Techias HaMesim, which we said was and Mem is Mata, rain. Those three keys are in the hands, and that's why I say Kodesh LaShem afterwards. Those three keys are in the hands of Hashem. The Chasam Sofer says the Kohen Gadol wears this that sits on his forehead, and on it is written Kodesh Lashem. So Zak the Chasam Sofer, it says Esus Metzach. Esus means you're brazen, you're chutzpahdik. When is that? Metzach, it's on your forehead. Your chutzpahdik comes again, comes from your forehead, or is on your forehead? And again, I'm just doing what Chazal said. So Chasam Sofer said, that's why the Kohen Gadol wore on its sis, Kodesh Lashem, on the forehead. Because the only time a Jew should be chutzpahdik is for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the only time you become chutzpahdik. Then it says, by the ephod, the Kli Yaakov says, points out by the ephod, it says, Asu ephod. By the other one, it says, Asisa. By the other utensil, the Mishkan says, Asisa. By the ephod, it says, Asu. Zak Kli Yaakov. The ephod was a kapal, was an atonement for Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing to do with Egel HaZahav. Therefore, Asu, the other people, those members of Bnei Yisrael, it was for them to make the ephod, because they were involved in the Egel HaZahav. Not every Jew, but you know, those Jews who had, you know, that's why he says, Asu, they should make the ephod, those ones who are involved in the Egel HaZahav, because they need ephod, a kapal for Avodah Zarah. Then it says, Shemin, you have to crush the oil for the ma'or, but lo le menachos. So the Ksav Sofer said this, ma'or means light, means Torah. When do you crush yourself for the sake of Torah? For the sake of learning Torah, keeping the Torah, keeping the Halakha Mitzvahs, you have to crush yourself. The Ksav Sofer, but lo le menachos. Menachos, what do you bring a menachos? Flour. That represents like panasa. Zak the Ksav Sofer, you don't crush yourself for panasa. You only do it for the sake of Torah. Just adding on a little bit, the Walag just said, the menachah is supposed to be menucha, for resting. You don't crush yourself for resting, meaning you don't take hours and hours planning a vacation. Yes, you can plan a vacation, but you don't take 10 hours planning your vacation. You should only be crushing yourself for Torah, not the menucha. Then it says, atatziv tzavet b'nei Yisrael. Or so first it says, atah. And the word in the last two parts is Nechoshes. So again, Rav Eliezer Ginsburg, a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn, quoted me the Chasam Sofer. Nechoshes stands for Chachma, Torah. Give me a second. I have to get back to you on this one. I forgot what Nin and Shun stands for. But yeah, I'll get back to you. Atat Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael. I apologize. Atat Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael. So Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to command Bnei Yisrael to have the eye in them. What comes after Shem and Zayich, the oil. Oil represents Torah. Well, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to command Bnei Yisrael, they have to have an eye in them when they learn Torah. I mean, they have to be a little chutzpahdik when they learn Torah. They have to ask a Rebbe or the teacher questions. They have to challenge their chavusas. They have to have that eye in them when they learn Torah. What's tzitzah Bnei Yisrael? Atah. By Shem and Zayich. You have to command them to have that eye in them when they learn Torah. The Walag just said another pshat. The word Atah, you take the numerical value, what the small one, you take the one from the Aleph. Tav is 400, but you only take the first number, 4. And Hey is 5. 1, 4, and 5 is 10. But Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, every time you command Klai Yisrael, Atah, I am with you. It's me. And Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, it's me and you together. It's Atah, we're one. And then another word, the Walag said, this other last word, Atah Tetzav Bnei Yisrael. Well, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Atah Tetzav, you have to have the eye in you to command Bnei Yisrael, meaning you sometimes going to have to take the law into your own hands. Next week, Parsha, we see Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas by Egel HaZahav. Well, Hashem was telling Moshe, yes, you have to be humble, but you're also going to have to need that eye in you also sometimes. Then it says, Daber Kol Chachma Lev Melisiv Ruach Chachma. So the Chasam Sofer brings down from Chovas Levavas. Chovas Levavas says, if you want someone to do something for you, you have to tell them their talents. Zak the Chasam Sofer, Daber o kol chacham leiv. Speak to Bnei Yisrael, every wise man, Malesiv ruach chachma. That they're filled with these talents, that they can do it. They shouldn't think they cannot do it. They have to realize they're filled with this. They're filled with the chachma. They're filled with it. You know, with the chachma. And then it says, crave Aaron and his sons, Lechanoli, bring Aaron and his sons close to, Hashem told Moshe, bring Aaron and his sons close against the Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, because I want to make them Kohanim. So Melechus Machsheves, the Sefer called Melechus Machsheves said, Hakrave, all you have to, Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, all you have to tell Aaron and his sons, Hakrave, just come closer. And they're going to want to do it because they want to serve Hashem. That's why he says, Hakrave. They want to do it. They're going to want to do it because all they want to do is serve Hashem. That's why he says Hakrev. And then it says you have to really crush the oil. You have to crush the oil for the Manoah. So Zuck, I believe Hawabel Pizvarsky, Washiva Yeshiva Panovich in Bnei Brak says, as we said, oil represents Torah. You have to crush yourself in learning Torah and keeping the Torah. You have to crush yourself. You have to pound yourself. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a Feilich HaPurim and a Simcha Day. And I hope everything
Miriam
is going Batsawa,
well.
Miriam Batsawa Leia. Miriam Batsawa Leia. Sprinzer Bat Esther. Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther. Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther. Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther. Moshe Yitzchak Ben Bela Perel. Moshe Yitzchak Ben Bela Perel. Ava Meir Ben Bela Perel. Ava Meir Ben Bela Feger. Ava Meir. Ava Meir Ben Bela Feger. Lea Bas Rachel. And one last name, Brina Bracha Bas Rina. Brina Bracha Bas Rina. Please, if you can all down from some of them. Oh, and one more, sorry. Shira Bas Devoa Leia. Shira Bas Devoa Leia. Shira Bas Devoa Leia.